It's time for the season 3 overture.
Ooh, overture theme song. I guess an overture kind of is a compilation.
It's quite literally a theme song.
It's quite literally a theme song.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah, go.
How are you doing on this? Here it's 4:30 p.m. On a Tuesday, but wherever you are listening to this, it could be 7 p.m. in Italy for all we know.
It's 6:30 p.m. for me right now. No, I'm not in Italy. I'm in Austin, Texas. That's right. In season 3,
yeah.
I've missed y'all. We're in different places.
We've
now.
Missed you. Yeah, we are in different places for season 3. That's right. Season 3 is going to be the launch of our virtual season, because this season me and Jesse are not physically holding each other's hands while recording the episodes.
That's exactly right. But our hearts are always holding hands.
Period.
Now,
period.
What are we here to do, Alyssa?
Yeah, we're here to give the people the overture. And what is the overture, Jesse?
Well, an overture, for those of you who were not raised in the theater, first of all, I'm so sorry for you. second of all, Alyssa and I were raised in the theater. So
look, I don't know if you can tell about the Everything About Us, but
just the general Jesse and I, aura.
Jesse and I were theater kids.
Do you think we like attention? We do. Okay, so what is an overture? I'm so glad you asked. At the beginning of a musicale, when you're sitting in your seats, the orchestra will begin to warm up. You'll hear the hum of the violins and other instruments. Violin's the only one I can think of. And then they will begin to play bits and pieces of the score of what you're about to hear in the show itself. So if you really listen and pay attention, then you will start to, when you actually are watching the show, you'll be like, whoa, I remember that they had that little tidbit at the very beginning.
And a musical motif, if you will.
And the purpose of this overture is to be a motif of setting the expectations, setting the vibe, setting the zone for this season of our fantastic podcast, Final Girl Standing.
Final Girl Standing! And if you don't know who we are and what this podcast is all about, why don't we introduce ourselves, Jesse?
Let's do it. You go first.
Okay. Hi. My name is Alyssa. Pronoun update. I use they, them pronouns. Crazy dog. And I am a whore for horror, TM. Ooh. I am sort of what originally when we pitched this podcast, we said that I'm quote unquote the expert on set. Mm. I know a lot about horror. I'd be watching the films. I'd be in the spoopy chats, you know?
Correct.
And my big claim to fame in the horror genre is that I could probably recite the entirety of the Scream franchise from beginning to end if given the opportunity to do so. So those are my credentials.
Yes, can confirm as someone who's been very close to Alyssa for a long time. I definitely thought you were about to say I can recite the Toni Collette.
Oh, I also can do that. Also, if you're wondering, I can do that as well.
The
Toni Collette monologue. Yeah. The Toni Collette monologue from Hereditary, I can, in fact, and will at any given moment, just let me know.
Something that y'all could not see in that moment is the closeness with which, like, Alyssa got up to their mic and the excitedness. They've been waiting 100 years for someone to ask them to perform that monologue at some party. And I'm like, babe, I don't know what party would do that. Like,
it's literally going to be at the Oscars after party when I win the Oscar for the remake of Hereditary 20 years from now.
And that's correct. And that's,
yeah.
And that's canon.
Well,
I'll introduce myself.
Also, who are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My name is Jesse. If you are a long-time listener, then you have probably heard that I identify as a friend to horror, a horror ally. But I would like to say I would like to graduate myself from being like a little beginner baby to being like kind of intermediate, because I've seen so many movies at this point, thanks to not only this fantastic pod, but also just in general, my mind has been opened up to horror film.
The horrors.
Yeah. So I'm in the seats at the movie theaters, like seeing Hokum, you know what I'm saying? So
have you seen Hokum?
I have, yeah.
Yeah. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh.
Okay, anyway. We'll talk later.
We'll
talk
offline. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, update for me, I have bangs now. It's a big deal.
Period. It's great.
And that's me. So anyway, if we were just meeting, it's so lovely to meet you.
Oh my God.
I would also like to thank you for your patience. If we're not just meeting and you've been waiting for me to do this.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much to the three of you who have been in our DMs clamoring for the past 3 years being like, Hose, where is it? Where is season three? It's here. It's now. You're living it.
And we receive that feedback, okay? We hear it.
We receive it. And we're gonna inform the shareholders that we are working on it. We'll circle back.
Yeah, exactly. Now, if you're new and you're like, what the fuck is this podcast? Let's talk about it. Let's talk about what we actually do here. What do we do, Alyssa?
Yeah, what do we do? An excellent question, Jesse. The log line is as follows, all right? So, Final Girl Standing, we are a podcast in which Jesse and I pin Final Girls against each other in a fight to the death, in a March Madness style bracket to see who will be the final girl standing.
That's correct.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. So in preparation, myself and Alyssa watch just so many films. So many films.
Because we'll get to why in a moment. Yeah. But like, historically, we normally only watch two films an episode. This season, we did so many films. And that's why it took 3 years.
And so you're welcome, is all I'm saying.
So you're welcome.
But once we have watched these films, we assess the skill level of the girls involved. And then we place them in imaginary battles of our own creation. And we don't know who's going to win that battle. It just goes until the fight is over. Nothing is predetermined. Now, as I know, this is the most highly anticipated season we've ever dropped. It's a little different. Because this is the franchise girls.
Franchise girls!
So all tier one battles will be with the girls versus themselves. So we went through a very careful selection process called Our Own Opinion. And we have chosen two versions of each girl from various movies within their franchise. And then we make them fight.
Yes. So like the first tier, aka tier one, is the girls fighting some version of themselves.
Yes.
And then they will move on to the next tier in which they fight that version of themselves or like another version of someone else's, you know.
Yes. We fight the inner demons and then we fight the outer demons, you know what I'm saying?
We fight the inner demons and then the outer demons. Yes. Yes. And with that being said, if you are curious what the brackets are going to look like, well, then you should follow us over on the social media because that's where we're going to be dropping the brackets. All right. Also, it's where we're going to be having community. Okay. So drop your astrological speculations, drop your thoughts on who's going to win. The social media is on Instagram. We are at Final Girl Standing Pod. And on Twitter, we are FinalGirl_Pod. However, will we be on Twitter? Great question. I don't know. We're going to find out at the end of this episode when me and Jesse talk about it.
We'll talk about it. It's if you tweet at us, we're going to see it. And we'd love to see it. Like, I love y'all. But where are we actually interacting? Somebody add us for real and tell us. Okay.
Yeah. Tell us where the fuck we need to be. Like, is it like, do we? I don't know.
I don't know. Well, okay.
Anyway.
Now, we've been talking a lot about movies and Final Girls and where people go to follow us and stuff like that. But if you're not familiar with what a Final Girl is, let me just give you the lowdown. Oh, what's up?
Before you hop into that, I just want to say that because we are like covering franchise girls, I fully encourage you to get you and your homies together and watch the entire franchise if it such behooves you, right? However, we will technically only be talking mainly about two films. And so when we do the bracket later, we'll tell you sort of which films they are from.
Yes.
Anyway, proceed.
Thank you. No, it's an excellent point. Two films per franchise, one girl to rule them all. Okay.
One girl to rule them all.
So how we define a final girl is that a certain number of people have to die besides her. She has to survive that movie. She's got to be a key player in eliminating that threat, whoever the monster is. And she's the one that's left to tell the tale, kind of embodies the spirit of the final girl. And as you continue to watch these movies, you'll catch a whiff of what that is. You'll understand.
You'll get the vibe.
Yes. Now, it's super important to note that franchise girls are going to get their own bracket because
we're
in a motherfucking bracket. And I'm so excited. Let's go. Alyssa's going to tell you all about who the bracket people are. But I do want to note that we reserve the right to break these rules at any time. And we can select any girl that we want. But that being said, let's meet our season three final girl bracket. It's franchise season, bitch. And we know y'all are horny for this one.
Let's get horny for it. All right. The bracket is as follows, divas. Okay. So episode one, we are coining the Nancy episode. All right. This is Nancy from A Nightmare on Elm Street. So for this episode, we are scoring Nancy from Nightmare on Elm Street and Nancy from Dream Warriors. Mm. Episode two is going to be the Screamisode, a.k.a. the Sydney episode. That's right, bitches.
That's right.
We are pulling the Screamisode out of our booty holes for y'all. It's going to be Scream 2 Sydney versus Scream 4 Sydney. In my opinion, the best films in the entire franchise.
So fun. So good. I'm so happy I got to watch good. Those.
Honestly, I might watch Scream 4 after we hang up. Episode 3 is the Ripley episode, the Alien-isode, okay? For this one, we watched Aliens, aka Alien 2, and Alien 4. I did actually watch Aliens 1 through 4 for this particular episode, and if you want to hear my thoughts on it, stay tuned, because I have many. Oh. And then episode 4 is the Laurie episode, our girl Laurie Strode. And for this one, we watched Halloween H2O, just add water, and Halloween 2018. So the David Gordon Green Halloweens that start with the Halloween in 2018 is what I'm referring to. Yeah, you don't need to memorize this, by the way. You can visit our social media. We'll be dropping the visuals to let you know what it is all about. But that's it. That's the season 3 bracket, divas.
I can't believe you said Halloween H2O just out of water. I'm undone. And for those of you that don't know, and for those of you that do know, it's you're in for a treat. Let me just say, you're in for a treat. All right. So for those of you who have joined for seasons 1 and 2, we have missed you so much. And we just hope that this season lives up to your hopes and your dreams. And for all you new babies, welcome. Feel free to
welcome.
Yes, welcome, welcome. Feel free to listen to the other seasons. But if you want to just dive into this one, then let's freaking go. Okay. So
let's go.
Either way, you're in for a bloody good time. So to find out who will be crowned.
The final girl standing.
Let's do it.
Da na 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 na. Final girl standing.
It is a podcast about final girls. And it is good.
And it is good. Okay, is that it?
Yeah.